When Seth Fox decided he wanted to introduce a storytelling series at the Blue Barn Theater, it was in the summer of last year. The pandemic had been in full swing for a little over 1 year, and he thought what people needed was a little more connection.
Especially right now, not only considering, you know, the polarizing aspect of politics and yada yada, but also just the fact we've been distanced from each other socially and otherwise for so long. This is a way to net people, to bring people together again.
The inspiration for the format of the event was the Moth Radio Hour, a series of recorded storytelling events that is regularly held around the country. Storytellers at these events are given a prompt, and then they have a limited amount of time to share their story. While the first two musing prompts were Music, Movies, and Me, and it seemed like a good idea at the time, the title for this week's event is Life and Death, stories about starts and stops, beginnings and endings, renewal and letting go. Jeff Katerba is one of the participants in this upcoming event.
But to go back in to my own story and, you know, really look at it in a new and deeper way. And I found some interesting things out about myself in the process. So that's been kind of interesting. And
when they first started preparing for this event, the storytellers met with Fox and each other online for rehearsals. While the process wasn't ideal, Katerba says, he's enjoyed the opportunity to hear all of the retellings from his fellow storytellers.
You know, I don't want to give anything away, but there are really interesting stories that unlike anything I'd ever heard before. So I'm really looking forward to the night of the performance, not just to tell my story, but to hear the final version that the other storytellers will give.
Like,
Katerba is one of six storytellers at this event. Those who have seen a show at the Blue Barn Theater know that tickets for the limited space go quickly, and this event was no exception. The small space, when combined with the format of the event and the local aspect of it, according to Fox, gives the series a much more intimate feeling.
These are everyday people, friends and neighbors. These are not people who are acting. These are not people who are delivering monologues. These are true stories as they're remembered, told by the people who lived them.
Tickets for this event have sold out, but there will be an opportunity to hear Katerba and the rest of the storytellers speak virtually once the original event is over. As for right now, you can find recordings of the past events on Blue Barn Theater's YouTube channel, and you can look ahead to the final musing installment entitled Home in June. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.